way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
I didn't contribute anything.
Can you believe, though, we're at 80 episodes now?
I can't believe it.
Well, for a second, I thought you were going to say 80 degrees. That's nearly what it felt like today.
It did, yeah.
Wayne's wearing long pants.
Yeah, I've just given up on the shorts for the year.
It is December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also,
most of us did a long time ago.
Well, also, there have been a couple of really, really cold EMA calls that remind me that let's just dress for the occasion and not for the expectation, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 80 of Dutch by Association. We've had to take a little bit of a furlough because, again, Mitch was vacationing.
Now, that is not true. No. We would not have recorded last week anyway.
Well,
yeah, we could have. See, no, you are the only one that's like, oh, if we can be opposite EMA, nobody else cares about that right. But you. So I we do. Could well, do any week.
My EMA weeks, I have basketball two nights, and then I got EMA, and then I got church, and I got all this other crap. So, I mean, most of my evenings are full.
You got to slow down, man.
Yeah.
Why do you even own a home? You're never there.
Good question.
Why do you sleep there? You could do that at the Holiday Inn.
I got a camper, I'll sell you.
No.
For real? No. I'm kidding. I know.
That's something you got. See, wow. Bought them on credit during the pandemic. How far pockets, upside down are you?
Pockets are a little light. Oh, boy.
Well, you wouldn't want to upgrade right now because the interest rate is set sail.
Stupid, yeah.
Yeah, lock that baby in for another 15 years.
Yeah. Well, I so think I'll normal. Just stay what I'm in.
People normally take 30s on a camper, right?
I mean, somebody told me that they heard of someone doing that. Like, I don't know who would make what lending institution would do that.
Yeah, you're because
I think if you could,
I suppose you would get the principal in theory paid down in the first 5 years because you're charging 15% on a 30-year AM. So, you know, after that, it's all gravy as long as they make it that long. But yikes.
Have you repoed any cars lately?
No, I've only ever repoed the one.
So things are turning around. We're coming back, still baby. Good.
That's the barometer.
Yep.
Now, Mike is listening, saying, no, the trucking is the barometer of the American economy.
That's right. First in, last out.
But
or first in, first out.
That's good news that you haven't made any bad loans.
No. Well, so far, so good.
You know, you're not going to repo anything when you always tell everyone no.
Well, that's true, too, man.
No, I should say no more often, probably.
Is that what the boss said at your review?
No, I haven't had my review yet, but every once in a while I feel that way.
Oh, I don't know. You know, this just seems so risky.
I have to be very careful what I say, of course, working at a bank. But I had one person tell me one time, because they're just constantly late on their payments. And I'm like, you know, I don't like calling you. Like, I don't like bothering you about this. It's just my job. I have to do this, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, if you could just get on top of it a little quicker, we'd never have to talk. Yeah, and I offered that auto pay.
A-C-H.
And that's what I said. We could do auto pay. Well, I got a lot of other bills to pay. I was like, this is a bill to pay. I get it. You mm-hmm. don't want your lights shut off. I understand. And I'm not inhuman that I'm, you know, don't feel for you or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this is also a bill to pay. I just do you guys not feel like that's a bill to pay?
But 20 years on a camper is not that's a necessity.
Yeah,
we have customers that are just late. They just run a few months behind, but they always pay,
right?
And so the office personnel get a little uptight about that, think that, and I'm like, as long as people pay, we're making 18%.
It's true. As long as they pay. As long as they
but
pay.
But typically, right. if someone pays you late or you've been bugging them...
Then they want to fight about the...
Well, it comes in... The check will come without the late fee.
Yep. And then it'll say paid in full in the memo. That's their little trick, right?
Yes.
It's like overdraft fees. Hey, what is this? How come I got charged an overdraft fee? Well, let me look.
Because you were overdrafted.
Looks like you were overdrawn. Or is that incorrect? Well, no, I was. Well, yeah. I mean.
And I'm not sitting here saying I'm perfect.
No. Everybody's been in a spot like that, too. And I, like, but. Whatever. It's kind of hard to. I wouldn't pick up the phone because I would just be embarrassed that I. You know, had to put myself in that spot to begin with, let alone then to try to complain about it. But
yeah. When you're right, damn it.
Oh, well. Takes all kinds, or so they tell me.
That's right.
So we should probably make a quick shot. Now, this isn't a sponsorship.
That's right. We were told this is not a sponsorship.
Not a sponsorship, but we've got some special beers brought to us all the way from
our second annual Grassman's Go to Graceland of Northwest Iowa.
And don't forget the
cheese,
the world's curls. Best cheese curls.
Oh with my a K. Gosh, those are so good,
crisp with a K.
Delicious. You know, when you sent the picture that we had those. I started to Google how I could order those, and I was like, you fat son of a... Like, no. No, that's the last thing you need. If Greta got home and opened up a box of cheese curls that I ordered...
It's for a whole year! Right.
I just... No. No. Bad idea.
Boy, but they are good. They are good. So thank you, Grassman's. We appreciate you, and we thank you for your annual gift... I'm very kind, very thoughtful. I'm glad that we give you value enough that I feel like we're not holding up our end of the bargain. But
right, I think we may do better with gifts, receive better gifts than their own daughter.
That could be true.
You know what you would think. You know, for some guys doing a podcast, what do they bring their daughter? I mean, got to be thousands of dollars worth of gifts, right? Certainly, she's way more important.
Well, I hope. But at the same time, they're only hoping for one gift, and that's, you know, finding a good man and giving him that grandchild they've been wondering about.
Chop, chop. Not going to stay young forever.
Clock's a ticking.
Sorry, I meant that the nicest way possible. I was just joking. Anyway, it's been interesting last few weeks.
For you?
For me.
Yeah. Not for us.
Now everything...
We're still eating.
Been pretty ho-hum.
Everything that I'm looking at that is either food or beverage is viewed through the lens of, does that contain gluten?
You've turned into a hipster.
I have, but for like... Against my will, I'm not doing it because, like, you know, it's a cleanse that does
my spiritual healer instructed me to do.
Your aura. I did not learn how to do this at Burning Man, so. Whole family went gluten-free. My daughter Ava diagnosed with celiac disease here a few weeks
ago. By a real doctor.
Yes.
A legitimate doctor.
Not like a doctor like Dr. Pepper. It was a real doctor. And
not WebMD diagnosis.
Yep.
Google said.
And so the whole family converted because it's just easier that we all do it that way. Now, my wife...
This sounds like a religious experience. Well,
I guarantee my wife has, like, a loaf of white bread in her desk that she just eats by the slice when she gets there.
I can eat bread at work.
Because she is fine, right?
She's fine, yeah. No, she's fine.
She's normal.
Yep. I found out that I'm not normal. And
which then we could have told you, daughter
could have saved you that copay, but
So let me explain to you guys how my poop has changed.
No.
We have to cross out the it's been this many podcasts since
Wayne
talked about white poop.
Out of 80 episodes, I guarantee you it's at least 70 where he's mentioned bowel movements or something.
Or gas.
Something gross.
Yep, seven out of eight.
Well, yeah. I guess that's because
we normally drink beer. Major portion of your life.
Yeah. And
now hopefully it's a more of a minor thing of your life.
It's almost like a surprise. Like,
now you know why like Mitch and myself don't have to talk about it all the time.
True.
Consume, you know, 3 to 4 hours a day. You know, and I don't, as much as I don't want to talk about this, you know what he told me last night?
I'm ready.
I didn't. I guess I never realized that most people don't have to flush 3 to 4 times. I'm sorry, what? I would have been calling you like there's clearly something wrong with my plumbing.
Toilet. Yeah, a few stage 5 clingers in there. And
no, all right, that's too far. But no wonder your water bill is so high. 6 gallons per flush.
My God.
Yeah. I'm glad you're, quote, normal.
Thank you. 40. It took me 40 years to figure it out, but now
he just ate cheese curls 5 minutes ago.
That's right. You have an app.
I scanned them with my app. My app said, you're probably okay.
Because you're like, Mitch, show me the bag. Show me the bag. No, the backside. I need the UPC. And then, because I thought you were just going to order some.
No.
But no, you have an app.
I have an app, and that's
cornmeal would not have gluten. It's only wheat, right?
Yep.
So you might be okay.
The
app told me that it may contain only traces of gluten.
Probably because this is manufactured in a facility that contains wheat.
But for the last, I don't know, coming up on 2 weeks now, every single meal outside of one has been homemade.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're going to save so much money.
Dude, you're not
spending like $300 a week at Brady's, weren't you?
Yeah. Brady's just looking at their P&L.
Well,
man, something happened.
I guess Tanqueray was already gluten free, so it won't be totally reduced to zero. Cut in half, maybe.
It's not
maybe.
Zero, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but Ava's doing a whole lot better.
Yay.
She's got way more energy. We didn't realize that she was just like, she was lethargic because she wasn't feeling well. Mm-hmm. And now that she's.
And the funny part is with kids, that's the way it's always been with her.
Right.
So that's her normal.
That's all she knows. Yeah. Yep. And now it's like she's. Last night, for example, she's doing Just Dance on the Wii. She did like 6 dances in a row. And they're like, no, you need to go to bed. Well, I just want to do one more. This is so fun. And she's moving and hopping and sweating and doing all this stuff. And it's like, my goodness. Kid. Yeah.
And you are too, then?
Boy, am I there in spirit or what? I tell you.
If we see Wayne jogging, we'll know this thing worked.
I brought a water bottle.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw you pour the Tanqueray Rangpur in there.
It had water in it when I started. And I drank several of these today. So I.
With look, several gins? With?
No. No.
One of those days, huh?
Well, 8 a.m. Bloop, 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 bloop. Here we go.
Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Based on past history, we know that's an acceptable work practice at Super High Tech.
Oh, my God. Speaking of which.
Now, did we? See, this is the problem. And yeah, you've talked about this before, Mitch. Yeah, is this something we talked about on the podcast?
You talked about your employee that you had to get rid of.
Yes.
On the podcast?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember how much detail we went into, but
right. And
you know, he only sips vodka at work. It's not like he's chugging it.
As I remember, it was I should have listened to Mitch. Yes. Mitch, you're right.
Yeah.
Moment.
It's
coming back.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Now that I gave the details, everybody else is like, "Well, yeah, of course, Mitch was right."
But he had a newborn, and regardless, it's done. It's over, and just kind of like the icing on the cake, the van that he was busted in is dead.
Just toast, huh?
Only had 1/4 oil in it. Who knew?
Yeah. And it didn't have a light for that?
No.
Or was there electrical tape over it?
Well, I would go back on the previous owner if I were you.
Yes. That's a good call.
They had to have known.
Did you disclose that?
The dipstick was broke off inside the neck.
Sure that was pure coincidence.
It was that dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, the engine oil wouldn't even let go of the dipstick. It just snapped it.
Yeah. The suction of that sludge just tore the...
That is interesting, though, because since I couldn't get a good read on how much oil was in there, I just put a quart in, thought, whatever, you know, probably needs it. She's probably thirsty. Probably will bring her right back up to normal.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can't figure out why you had so much trouble with that golf cart.
You seem to have your mind really wrapped around really this mechanically inclined. Yeah. Really well.
You know, I'm trying. I'm trying. Come on, give me a break here. Speaking of which, I have a golf cart for sale.
Oh, is it running?
It's not.
It's on the driveway, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out here.
What's the price tag on that bad boy?
We're going to go $1,000, best offer.
You'll take best offer then, I'm guessing.
Oh, come on. It's a classic.
You bought it at the peak of the pandemic bubble.
I think the only chance for you is call John C. Vanderhag. It's a relic. See if he'll put it in the museum.
Oh, that's a hell of an idea. Yeah.
Works last time around.
Turns over, has spark, don't know anything else.
I don't know if it's old enough.
It's only an 86.
When it's time for an event to end at the museum, he fires up the golf cart and pow! Get out of here. Let's go. Right.
We're close. Okay, yep. Smell it before you smell it and hear it before you can see it.
I got a feeling if you're willing to donate it to the museum, John might take it. But otherwise, I'm not sure if they take it in.
That would be interesting just to see it like hung from the rafters.
Next to the Model T that's up by the glass window, you can see when you go by Wayne's old golf cart.
We call this Ode to Ineptitude.
Yep. That's good.
So that's been my life. That's my life update since last we talked. I'm still mechanically non-inclined, and I poop like a normal person now.
Good.
So,
good.
Mitch, you?
I have nothing along those lines to update, I guess. I just got back from New Orleans.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Yet another vacation in the geese house.
Shut up.
We have to celebrate the fact we turned another year older.
You're going to Costa Rica.
I didn't pay for it.
Such that's a Dutchman's Dutch response.
Yep.
Couldn't turn down a free trip.
Right. I got a hell of a deal.
I'm going to tell you what I'm doing and then tell you the deal I got.
Oh, he's such a good Dutchman.
See?
Oh, such a good Dutchman.
You compliment me on my trip.
And it's all inclusive. It's free. It says tipping optional on the website, too. So it's definitely optional for me.
Yeah, that's right. But oddly enough, the server only says hi to you in the morning and then never comes back. Terrible weird service. Wow.
I'm going to leave a bad review.
She tried to take the change off the dresser.
Now we had a great time in New Orleans. Have either of you guys ever been there?
Nope. I've been a few hours north,
like Baton Rouge or what?
I don't know,
some random somewhere
down there in
rural Louisiana. What were you doing there?
So we would have been north of Louisiana, but still in like the everything needs to be catfish and crawdads and food.
Yeah, that's how you recognize the area that you're in?
Yes.
Start seeing Waffle Houses.
I thought the food was one of the best parts.
Oh, no. No.
Well, see, the
there was not an Outback Steakhouse to be seen.
Texas
Roadhouse.
Yeah, if it's not on four hoofs, you can have it.
Oh, well, I...
So what did you have? Well, that was so good.
Well, I had all sorts of stuff. I had crawfish etouffee.
Let's talk English.
Getting the Cajun in you, huh?
Everything is like a gumbo, or a lot of the stuff is like...
Yep, let's bring that around.
You know what a gumbo is?
No, I don't know what a gumbo is.
It's like a thick stew.
It's like chili.
Type.
Oh,
okay. Almost like chili.
And a lot of it has rice in it, and then there's usually
tomato-based.
Some sort of sausage and
maybe seafood in it. Had a gumbo.
Old Bay seasoning.
Yeah, that's more of a Northeastern thing. They would be Cajun and Creole type of seasoning in there.
You just stay in your lane there, Barrow.
Shut my mouth.
Well, that would be more like for crab. Okay. Would be Old Bay.
The authority on it is speaking.
It is. That's like a Maryland thing.
No, that's good. I'm sure our listeners are all just agreeing with you right now. They all know, too.
Well, they do
now.
At least
we can all go for a ride together and learn.
Well, the food, Wayne, you would have really enjoyed it. I mean, that... People asked, like, what did we do down there?
We ate food. We drank
some cocktails and walked around and checked stuff out. Well, see, the last time I had been there, I was 16 years old.
Ah, yes.
On it was the National Lutheran Youth Conference when I was.
Where should we go? Well, the first choice was Las Vegas. Can't go there.
Let's go to New Orleans. And we actually went back to a few places, like a restaurant I had eaten at back then. It was still open. It was actually a brewery because.
Wow, your memory is incredible. The places I went to in high school, like we went to Chicago and ate at this place. I could never find that back.
Oh no!
But you to be able to find that back, right, that's incredible.
Crescent City Brew House was the name of it, and I specifically remember that because we were 16, and it was me and a bunch of buddies, and we rode on a bus for 24 hours to get down to New Orleans, and there's 35,000 teenagers converging on New Orleans, which sounds really smart for the church leaders to. Bring 35,000 teenagers together in one of the most sinful cities in the United States,
but look at you, straightened you right out. Yep, who knows out where you'd be if you didn't go there?
No, I'll never forget. We got off the bus, and a lot of our stuff was either at the Superdome or at the Convention Center, which are like on opposite ends of the kind of French Quarter, which is like the tourist area where everybody stays. And we got off the bus, and our hotel was just off of Bourbon Street, which. That, again, seems like poor planning to me, right?
But great rates.
And the one pastor, it was like three churches we all kind of went together to get this bus, right? And he's like, all right, kids, let's go for a stroll and check out the sights. And we turn onto Bourbon Street, and there was a shop. And I won't say what they sell there or what was in the window, but it was enough to make me blush, let alone a very, very nerdy pastor. And he takes one look and he like does this double take and he's like, okay, guys, let's keep moving.
I just really thought this would be a bigger version of downtown Paulina. Yeah.
I don't know what he thought we were getting into.
Did not have an archway or something? I mean, come on.
We had free time where they just let us wander around New Orleans.
No, yeah, we wouldn't do that now.
Nobody had cell phones. Yeah, nobody had anything.
This is pre-internet, so they had no idea what they were doing.
This restaurant and brewery that we went back to, we had gone there because we thought, yeah, we look 21, right? You know, thinking maybe, just maybe.
As we'll be able 15-year-old?
16. We were very confident and very stupid. And the waiter, I remember when we went there, we're thinking, all right, yeah, there's the drink menu. He comes up. He's like, all right, guys, we have Pepsi products. Because he knew exactly what the hell we were up to coming into a brewery. A bunch of pasty white kids from Iowa.
Probably didn't help that you were wearing like the 2004 Youth Ministry Trip of the Year shirt. Yay!
Mitch and his frosted tips.
We did drink a beer on Bourbon Street down there though, when I was in high school. Because we were wandering around again at night on Bourbon Street, completely unsupervised.
Free time, children. Go about. Do what you please.
Yes.
And we were because youth pastor had something he wanted to do.
And we were, well, our chaperone skipped the last evening's festivities to attend a Godsmack concert, if that tells you anything about some of the people involved in this. So
my kind of people. Love it.
The Sutherland Youth Group leader that, geez, that I'm embarrassed to say that actually, but
are they still around?
I hope he listens to this person? Podcast.
Yeah. He probably doesn't own a computer.
Why? Because he listens to Godsmack?
No, because
he's... What the hell kind of typecasting is that?
He's Sutherland. Very Sutherland.
Wow, when the Sutherland people call people Sutherland, that's... Ooh, wow.
Wow, boy.
But yeah, we were walking around in the college kids like, hey, you guys want me to buy you a beer? And we weren't even like thinking that we were going to try that, but it's like, well yeah. Of course. So four guys shared one beer. I mean, it wasn't even a big deal, but... That's the.
Well, bought a beer.
A beer. A beer. For four of us. Yeah.
Oh, well, can you get us each one?
No. Oh, no. I can get all four of you one.
Oh, that'd be great.
So I recognize some of the same places, but this time I could drink legally and enjoy the food and the beverages. And I would highly recommend it.
Yeah.
You particularly, Wayne, would enjoy it a lot. But It's kind of like Vegas, though. Like, if you want to be the party animal atmosphere, which is not what we were going for.
Right.
Like, there's certain areas of that. But other, a lot of it is, like, nicer restaurants, cocktail lounges, and that type
sure.
of thing.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So, does Greta know what she's going to do with her beads?
She didn't earn any beads.
I'm going to get a hit for that one.
It wasn't Mardi Gras.
It always seems like it's always Mardi Gras down there, though. You kind of get that impression that... Maybe is that just... okay, is Bourbon Street different from the French Quarter?
Bourbon Street is in the French Quarter.
Okay.
So the French Quarter is like the oldest part of town, and it's all historic buildings, and that's where there's a restaurant every 50 feet.
And 100 feet under sea level.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's damp all the time because you're basically in a swamp. But yeah, Bourbon Street, people... That's a party every night.
Right.
But that was like after we went to bed. You know, we got up early and went to breakfast. We had no trouble getting in any restaurants or anything because we're on our normal Iowa time.
See,
other people
see
are trying to
discount.
Eat dinner at 9 p.m. and, you know, we're going at 7 and it's not even busy a lot of the places. But yeah, you wake up in the morning and they're hosing down all the sidewalks and stuff on Bourbon Street.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, at least they do that, I guess.
Yeah. You know? Well, yeah, because I heard that they clean the sidewalks in Vegas, too.
Yeah. Hey, we do that at the Tulip Festival, you guys.
Not for the same reasons.
But see, we were never down there for any of that, and we didn't spend a lot of time on Bourbon Street just for that reason. That's not
so
what we were.
So what else is there to do down there other than... You know, I think New Orleans, I think Bourbon Street, French Quarter. What else is there?
We went to the World War II Museum, which is like six city blocks of square footage.
Holy six smokes. Blocks of a museum. Yeah. Wow.
So did you know you were going there before you went down there? Or did you get there and like thumb through some literature?
No, I knew that was like
are
one.
Are you kidding me? Mitch is such a plan. He probably knew what socks he was going to wear each day.
Yeah, you're
probably
right. That was the only thing I planned other than a couple of restaurants that we had found that we wanted to try.
And the rest, you just went winged where it. The spirit led you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wandered around. I mean,
let's throw caution into the wind, Greta. Anywhere in these two city blocks, let's do it.
I mean, we had stuff we wanted to go and see and do, but no, it wasn't all planned out.
So where did the kids go during all this?
My parents and her parents split time.
Did they stay at your house to get the kids off to school, stuff
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, no, more than
that's pretty handy.
Skip school. Yeah.
Like we had, yeah, we did that last year with having my wife's parents move in with the kids. This is really, that works really nice.
Yeah, worked really well.
It's nice to be able to go away when your kids aren't such a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are willing to, like, you're even the grandparents are willing to watch the kids for
but
a couple days.
That's I have one retort to that. Ezra.
Yeah, but.
Is he only
just
the
let
shits?
Him. You just, you let him.
He's only the shits.
He's probably
to
better
other
for
people?
Grandparents anyway, right?
Yeah. Yes, I mean,
Lydia,
to a degree.
Lydia,
but yeah, Ezra's way. Issues even then are just. Like this week was school. Got an email from the administrator. You know, no big deal.
Just
got in a
update.
Fight over football.
How much more can they take away from the child?
Well, that's the thing.
All right, let's take a break. We need our Ezra update anyway. We'll be back with segment two next.
Like they look nice. You look smarter.
He looks like he should be like in some sort of.
Is that why you
like
were
douchey? Higher education.
Well, I was going to say, is that why you were wondering what it would have been like to have been a professor?
Yeah, that's the only reason. The glasses. No, so
how did the doctor talk you into these?
See, that's the
I want to look smarter.
Well, you don't. The doctor doesn't talk to you about glasses. No, they have people for that.
Well, I understand
optician,
that.
Right?
But the doctor's your buddy. So I just kind of assumed he said, Aaron, you don't know what fashion is.
It was
high
somebody
fashion.
Returned these, and I got nowhere else to go with them. They're free. I'll take them.
Yeah.
Now,
good call.
Well, I'm going in and getting the friend's discount anyway. So everything is on the table. Okay, because everything's on sale, right? So now every 2 years I get new frames.
Thanks again for the donation.
I've been alive for a long time.
You have.
And it's a lot of frames. Every time I get new frames, I think, I want to do something different. And then you put something different on, go, no, don't like that. And then you wind up buying a set of frames that look nearly identical to what you wore before. And from 10 years ago to now, you've made kind of a small progression in the style of frames you wear as eyeglasses. This time I said, no, I'm going to get something different. And boy, I did.
So you decided that...
To get Where's Waldo glasses.
Yeah, or steampunk.
My daughter said,
you look like you suck at dodgeball. Yes. That's how I would put it.
Yep, I probably do now. You should be really good as a kid. My daughter said, you look like you could be Harry Potter's dad.
Nice. Nice work, Bella. I like that.
Nobody. I think two people have said my glasses look nice, and one of them was the gal at the eye doctor who brought the case out.
She ran your credit card.
These are awesome, she said. Yes.
She says that to everyone.
I'm sure she does. She does well. You know,
Slugworth from, you wouldn't know. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the evil chocolatier.
This is the newer one?
No, it's... The
original?
Yeah, the one that tries to tell Charlie, you bring us back the Wonka recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but I like them. I like it. The reason what drew me to them was they were different.
Where's Waldo, for sure.
They look like they're made from wood. They have like a wood grain to them. Yeah, I like that.
You look like your head's made of wood.
Yes, a very large... Many rings.
You need a room with like mahogany bookshelves where you smoke a pipe and you wear like
I have many
a
nice leather sweater. Bound books.
Yes. Or maybe a blazer with patches on the elbows.
I'm kind of a big deal. Yes.
So your front office gal is one of the most unfiltered people that I've met. Mm-hmm. Not that she's like over the top, but she
do you know what she thinks?
GAF.
She know. Yeah, she's not gonna sugarcoat it.
Correct. What did she think about the glasses?
She thought they're dumb.
Okay.
Yep. Like I said, only two people liked them. I don't even remember who the second person was. I'll have to think really hard.
Was it Mom?
Well, what did she think you should have gotten?
Well, what I had before was fine.
Yep.
Or get contacts.
Contacts are a pain. No.
You wear contacts?
No, I don't.
No, you don't? I should know.
I should.
Oh, really? You're blind?
I can't see in one eye, like, at all.
LASIK, man. I did it. I'm a one-eye wonder.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get 15 years ago, 12 years ago, something like that. I was wearing contacts. My eye got, I don't know if it was like a grain of sand or salt or whatever. Anyway, ended up getting a scratched cornea. And me being dumb and not having eye insurance, I thought, well, if anything's wrong with my eye, I have to go to the doctor because I have health insurance, but I don't have vision insurance. And I ended up getting seen by a doctor who was kind of exited out of here in short order. He's like, you got a scratched cornea, you'll be fine. So then I went back to... So, all right, to set the scene, I am... 23 years old at the time, 24, somewhere in there. I am just kind of getting my feet under me as like a new radio DJ. And then when this particular incident happened, I had to fill in for Tom on the morning show. You know, back then it was just the one person morning thing. And I remember this was back in the day. I actually lived right behind the radio station in that shack. And I remember just like I had to keep that eye shut all day. And I my mom didn't text. So I had to call my mom, say, Mommy, my eye hurts. He's like, well, go to the doctor. And the doctor, like I said, was just like, oh, you got a scratch cornea, you'll be fine. So it was now Friday night. I was like, oh, well, what do we do on a Friday night? We go to the bar. So went out to the bar. And then Saturday, I'm just in pain. Like, it is killing me now. And I'm like, nah, didn't drink that much. It shouldn't. I mean, like, there's something weird here. So I'm just like, what do I tell myself? You're being a freaking wuss. Well, suck it up, Sally. And I remember taking a bunch of like Tylenol PM and just trying to sleep through the day just so I could get over it. And then that Sunday morning, I woke up and I looked in the mirror and there was a white circle around my cornea. Ah. So I call my mom again. Mommy, is this normal? She's like, no, you should probably go to the ER like right now. So I go into the ER and I called my neighbor, Robbie, who is now a good friend of mine and was then too. And he drove me there. And I remember walking in and the nurse is like, oh, we better get a specialist for this. I'm like, oh, this is great. And that was the day that I met my my optometrist, Dr. Vandergreen, and which
relation?
You know, yep,
yeah.
On a Sunday,
dad's cousin.
It was a Sunday. Yes, I actually. Yeah. I tore
Wayne's ass was in the ditch.
Yeah.
This was going to be a work of mercy.
Yes. Right.
I'm just thinking how expensive that would have been.
Oh, that's the way you were going?
Well, I was but going, also that.
Yeah. A guy from the CRC willing to work on the Sabbath.
No,
I know about the ox on the chin ditch.
No, what was funny
some
was.
Some find that more loosely than
it
others.
It was like, I don't know, it was like an engagement party or something because his daughter had just gotten engaged or something. Like, so we pulled him away from that. And then he walks in and he's all like smiles and happy. And he looks at me. He's like, okay. And he collects himself. He says, Wayne, I'm Dr. Vandergreen. And we're going to do everything we can to save your eye. I'm like, what the hell? Save my eye? 2 days ago, this was just like a harmless scratch cornea and no big deal. Well, it turns out sucker got infected. And what I heard later on was, oh, yeah, no, they should have given you antibiotic drops to put in there to ward off infection. Instead, the dude's like, ah, you'll be fine. Go on, put some dirt on it. Get out of here. So it's about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon on this Sunday. And they're like, OK, so here's the deal. You need to go to Sioux Falls now so we can try and save your eye. So we'll send an ambulance unless you got someone to drive you. I'm like,
I'm on radio health insurance. All right, yeah. Find someone to drive you.
Yep. That's right. So
my ambulance has declined to come. They know where you work.
I'll have to work for 3 months just to cover
no
the
free rides.
So I called my neighbor, thankfully. Robbie came and brought me to Sioux Falls, and like they met me at the door, like, oh my gosh, how serious is this? And they're like, okay, so here's the deal. We got one shot at this, and it means getting drops into your eye every 30 minutes around the clock for 36 hours. So for 36 hours around the clock, every 30 minutes, I got drops.
Were you laying in a hospital bed this whole time?
I was, what? Yeah. Because they're like, no, you need to be here and we can't risk you like getting anything else infected in there. And so it's like, imagine trying to sleep.
I think drops to begin with would have been cheaper, probably.
Oh, yeah. If I had the option. Sure. Yeah.
I can't even imagine the ineptitude of that original doctor cost.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was tens of thousands for sure by the time it was all said and done. So I ended up being...
Son, we put horses down for less. This is a big deal.
So what ended up happening was... So I was in I was in there 4 or 5 days. And when I got out, then that's when I started to see Dr. Vandergreen. like on the regular. He was, I didn't have an eye doctor before, but now I guess I need one because holy crap. So if you were to take a cross section of the eye and look at it, it's kind of a con, it would be convex.
Concave.
Is it concave?
Concave means it's
out.
Out.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a concave looking.
Right? No, I have that wrong.
No, I thought it was convex.
Yeah. I don't know how I got that wrong. Now I feel like an idiot. I sounded
Wayne,
so confident.
Wayne will edit it out. He'll edit it out. Anything you do to, that sounds stupid gets edited out.
You betcha. So my convex.
Damn. I'm disappointed in myself right now.
I would be too.
He. What's funny though is he's going to think about this at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's going to bother.
We'll get a text.
Hell,
at 2:30.
Did I do that?
Oh, guys, I cannot believe
you got to edit it out. You got to edit it out.
No, you don't have to. I'm just. I don't know. I'm slipping, man. I don't know what my deal is. I didn't sleep well last night.
Well, you haven't thought about it since high school, so don't worry.
So, anyway, what happened was my cornea ended up scarring. And what happened is the scar, the way that it formed, instead of it being a convex shape, turned into something more trapezoidal, like with more like rough edges and kind of like angles and such. And so much as you couldn't put a contact on there anymore. Tried one of those hard contacts, the gas permeables, that lasted like a week. That was absolute freaking torture. And then I just kind of learned to live like that. So I had a contact in my right eye. My left eye was just what it was. And I went that way for about 4 or 5 years. And finally, Doc's like, you know, you could just do LASIK in the one eye and be done. I'm like, what? That's an option? Holy shit, let's do it now. And they did what they called a see and do. We're going to go see you. And if we can do it, we'll do it. And Aaron took me up there.
He remembered.
Yep. I don't even think we were on radio then, were we?
Oh, we had to have been. Had to have been.
Yeah, because otherwise, why
we wouldn't
would
have known, really yeah. known each other. Yeah. Or at least we would have known each other, but you would have said, you give me a ride to Sioux Falls?
Yeah, like, oh, no.
Who are you?
So I went up to Vance Thompson Vision in Sioux Falls and did the see and do, and they're like, okay, well, let's go. Wow. And Vance Thompson himself,
The
man himself. I was on the, the circular thing that just, it was like a dairy parlor where they just
carousel.
Yep, yeah. They just circled people in like zip, 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 zip. Okay.
That'll be $3,000. Yep. All right, moving on. Next one. Here we go.
Oh, and I'll never forget. He's like, oh, so what do you do for a living, Wayne? Oh, I'm on the radio. Oh, really? That's fine. I can see. I can't see. I can see. I can't see. I can see. I can't see. He's taking my cornea off and on and off and on and off and on.
Ah!
And, right? Yeah. But I tell
you
what.
This is why I haven't gone, by the way.
I'm pretty sure. I'm like 98% sure that when I left there, we went to B-Dubs and had beer.
I think we did.
Yeah. And then.
Wings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wings, too. And then.
we're not. We're not some slobs. We had wings, too.
We needed sustenance. And, yeah. Then I was. I don't know if I was back to work the next day or not. I might have been because they were like, yeah, it's going to be a day of discomfort, but then you'll be fine. And sure as anything, I'm okay. So, wow. But I would recommend to anyone, if you're thinking about doing LASIK, do it, man. The best decision I ever made. Cause for me, like I was wearing that one contact lens and I'd ride motorcycle and you just, then I have allergies, so you just get that crap in your eye and you're like, oh, well, there goes another contact lens because it won't stay in my eye anymore. And it just drove me up a freaking wall. I mean, our summers are so short anyway, then to have to take your good time and get it cut down by, oh, no, I can't see nothing.
Or you just wear a helmet. That covers your sunglasses.
That's not the point. The point is allergens, or they're going to get in there anyway. Yeah,
okay. This second segment of Dutch by Association podcast is brought to you by Vance Thompson.
this is like a really long infomercial.
Yeah, no shit.
I've thought about doing the LASIK because my right eye is so bad. I cannot read a single line at the eye doctor with my right eye.
Seriously?
Not one. Nope. Like when I go for my driving test. So I actually used to wear a contact in one eye because I can't wear glasses because I'm nearsighted in one eye and just slightly farsighted in the other. And they said that would make you dizzy and you'd like have a convulsions or something. I don't know, like a seizure almost if you wore it like that.
Yeah, well, you'd be puking probably.
Yeah. But anyway, so, but it's a pain to wear one contact. And I've never been able to see out of that eye anyway.
Tell me about it.
And then I go for my driving test, and, you know, they split your eye, so you do the right eye and left eye. They're like, you know, you're basically blind in one eye. I don't know, you know, if we should pass you. I'm like, what would you do if I had one eye? Oh, we got all kinds of people with only one eye. It's just the way it is. I said, okay, pretend I have one eye then. Like, what difference does it make?
Stamp approved.
Yeah. The O'Brien County treasurer or whatever they are approved of my logic. Yep. And rubber stamped it.
Mitch the Cyclops.
Yeah.
The Cyclops.
Yeah. So what was funny was that what happened to my eye. So I was, I wore contacts in both eyes and I was nearsighted. And my prescription was like -350, somewhere in there. And when the people that have contacts know what I'm talking about. So, but when that happened, it actually improved my eyesight in that eye, but it made it so that it was never correctable. So like it went from a -3 or 250 or 275 or what it was down to like a -1. So it improved, but because of the scarring, you could never get it any better. Indeed. Wow. And I was submitted in a journal of optometry for my weird eye thing. So
wow.
So that got Dr.
Quite the notoriety.
That got Dr. Vandergreen published.
John Doe in an article.
Yep. Look at what this dumbass did. He was at a place called Budsy's Bar the day after getting diagnosed with a scratch cornea.
You're quite the storyteller.
Thank you.
That was 18 minutes.
It was.
You were timing it?
No. It just felt like 18 minutes.
Well, you were like almost right on the nuts. So
I feel like you left out a lot of details. Though,
I did.
I'm still wondering about.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't seem long enough.
Wow.
It doesn't matter. No one's listening anymore now anyway.
Who the hell pissed in your Cheerios?
No, that's great. No, that's really good.
You were there.
Great content. I was there. I was part of it. And I was happy to be there.
You've also heard
this
story.
I'm the one that contributed. We had wings.
You bought his wings? Part.
No.
I probably didn't have enough on me to buy my own.
Didn't bring enough money.
Right.
Hey, that sounds familiar.
We're back with that story next.
No money.
He what?
You show up to a charity banquet with an empty wallet.
That's not true.
I got a free ticket.
I showed up with probably $50. And you took
$30.
Spender.
I gave you 30.
I had warned you ahead of time.
Hey, you need to pay for Anton's just grossest candy bar ever made Twingbings.
That was a great fundraiser, by the way. We made so much money on that.
Yeah, because there are oddballs out there that like Twingbings.
I sold 3 boxes to one guy, and there's 36 Twingbings per box.
Yeah, dude's like,
and he has no wife or kids or anything.
He's like, I don't have to make breakfast for a year. I'll just have a Twinbing for breakfast.
There's fruit in there. I mean, it's protein.
I could not believe it. We ordered... What did we order? 250 some or 300 boxes of 36 each, not knowing we were going to sell any. This was a fundraiser for the Sibley Chamber, and they sell for $30 a box, which if you go to the store, it's like 40 or 50. So it's a good deal and goes to a good cause. We sold out in like a week. I thought, I don't know, guys.
Next year you'll bring in
front the cash out of our reserves, you know?
Yeah, you'll bring in twice as many boxes next year. And everybody that bought some last year will say,
Still have some.
Yeah, I still have got some left.
Yeah.
Well, like we bought a box for my dad-in-law because he loves those things. And it's funny. Yeah. We bring them to him on Sunday. He walks around the room asking if anybody wants one.
You want
one?
Nobody does. You
know, I think like I might have had a niece that liked them, or I'm attributing it to they didn't know what it was.
Well,
oh, a candy bar? They are all delicious as far as I know.
I like everything except the filling. Like the chocolate with the whatever's in it is pretty good. But then you get into the cherry, quote unquote. It doesn't taste anything like a cherry. It's kind
of... Yeah. So back to the beginning, I gave 30 of my 50 to you for Anton's Twin Bings, which left me with just around 20. And well,
who shows up with only 50 bucks?
I didn't...
He's a card guy.
I've never been... I am a card guy, yes. But I've never been to one of these sportsmen's banquet things. I didn't understand that you're supposed to just have like $500 of that cash.
That's how much I brought. And I didn't intend...
You brought $500 in cash.
Well, I didn't know. What if I found a deal on something? Yeah.
No, if you found a deal on something, you go to the sportsmen's banquets to find a deal?
Well,
no,
not a deal. You do. Something that I wanted.
Well, other than 10... coniferous trees.
I shouldn't say a deal because it's a charitable thing. You're helping them raise funds, so I'm not trying to screw over the pheasants.
You could have gotten a papered golden retriever for I think it went like with so, the last time I was there it was like $300.
Yeah, it was cheap.
Yeah,
it was cheap. I made the mistake of telling Lydia about it, and she was so mad.
What? Those are normally like $1,000, Dad.
Like, your poor daughter. I don't care if it was free.
Studying these dogs, hoping to some way get one.
Yeah.
Well, no. Oh, God. We got to deal with that crap now. Just last night.
Your dog died.
The neighbor. Oh. Stop. Wow.
Well, no, I just saw you had to deal with
another dog. Sounded excited, so that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's how Mitch would tell the story. Guys, last night, you wouldn't believe it. The dog died.
He hates the dog. He doesn't even like the dog.
I love the dog. It's my dog.
Yeah, no, okay.
Freaking cat shows up and camps out on our patio. It's just
and
the front one or back one?
You want a gun. So, there.
See,
we don't know.
That's why you bid on something at the sportsman's.
Right, yes. So I don't know exactly where this cat comes from, but it looks to be pretty well fed.
It's a tomcat, probably.
Yeah, probably. And one of our dumbass neighbors puts food out for it. So it's in the neighborhood. And thanks, Robbie.
Well, a neighborhood cat. Keep the mice population down.
So
not if you feed it.
So, yeah, right. So one day... It comes up and Ava's just in love and, oh, can we keep it? No, you know, daddy sneezes cats. No. And so they're like pouting and sitting outside. They being my wife and daughter.
Both pouting that dad's a jerk and won't let him keep the flea ridden tomcat.
Yeah.
And
you'll end up with worms.
And mom comes in and Ava and Kat are still canoodling or whatever, and then all of a sudden my daughter goes, "Oh my gosh, the cat got in the house. I left the door open too long." And I'm like,
and you grabbed it by the scruff of its neck and chucked it off the porch.
Oh, if I could have caught it, yeah. But it went on, like, our landing on a shelf to stay away from the dog. Mm. And I'm just like, first off, I am just royally pissed that my daughter, my flesh and blood, would do something I would do. Oh, my gosh. Look what happened. The cat got in. And she's only 8, damn it. Anyway.
Not supposed to be pulling fast ones on you.
And then, of
course,
the cat's
still there.
Well, you got you got the dog. Dog's going after it, and it's hissing and all this stuff. And finally,
they're a lot harder to catch my hand when they're in that mode,
mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, they have paws.
So, a broom and a spray bottle got me a long way. Daddy, no! I said, absolutely not. Nope. And finally got that thing out of there. The next day, I go to leave for work, and as I open the garage door and back out, it jets into the garage.
And promptly takes a crap.
It did
That's
not.
What ours do.
Thankfully, it did not, because I...
No, I gotta go.
It met the business end of a snow shovel, and...
You scooped it up or you hit it?
Yes. But it's still ambulatory, so it didn't do a good enough job.
Hasn't been hanging around any longer.
Well, so those incidences were, you know, a few weeks back. And then all of a sudden, it was last night that I was up on the deck. And Ava, of course, like, drops her fork because it's, like, in the middle of supper. Blackie's back! The cat is not black. So I don't know what to do about that, but it's gray and it has a couple black stripes, but it's not black.
It works.
Like, it works. Okay.
So how'd you get rid of it?
Well, Ava sat outside with it for about 45 minutes. And then finally, I after I've had enough, I sicked the dog on it. Sucked the dog. No.
Sacked the dog. You sacked the dog on it.
The dog hath been sicked.
I would have texted Robbie and said, come get your stupid cat.
Right. 100%. You're 100% correct. Because that's... And what was funny was I got my hair cut today by his wife. And
I was going to tell you. It looks nice.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. And his wife's like...
She doesn't charge you, does she?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Did she add, like, the gray to it, or is that coming
in? Is that,
in?
Like, a highlights?
O-M-M-G.
To match the beard? I'm not insulting Amanda. I'm insulting
just
you.
No. But now that you
with
mentioned...
With that head shape, I mean, you know, it's got to be hard for her.
It's a lot more work. I mean, it's a lot more surface area. That's for sure. Anyway.
It's way more acres. I should charge by the acre.
Anyway, we're talking about, you know, I was explaining about the cat. And she's like, yeah, that frickin' Robbie, her husband, leaves food and water out there for the cat. And now our dog's jealous. So the dog won't eat because it thinks it's being cheated on. And she was explaining all the maladies that are going on in her house. And so I think...
All caused by one tomcat.
Yep. I think there will be an intervention with a 22 here this weekend.
I use a 410.
I was going to say, yeah. It won't penetrate through a wall.
I have a gun. I have town. A gun that's made for...
Yeah, a 410 is better in town than a rifle.
How about a 22?
None of them being legal in town, but...
Right.
You know, just strictly talking...
But in your neighborhood, they're used to the gunshots and stuff anyway.
Whoa.
South 8th, 9th, 10th.
I'll have you know that that's not a... So,
well, never mind. They confiscated those.
But they gave them back.
Oh.
Anyway.
Neighbor.
No, we were talking about the charity thing that you didn't bring any money to.
Yeah. Well, I know now, but it just... Well...
He was like date.
I was.
Would you like another drink, Aaron?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
All right, two grain belts, I guess, instead of one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had to borrow back the money that he had just paid me.
Yeah, I did.
I think he planned it, to be honest with you.
I could have gone... Yeah, I borrowed money from Mitch so I could buy like this package that had tickets in it and had the Browning knives in it.
Yeah, I bought that last year, and I've never looked at them again. So
I took them out of the package when I got home and put them right in the utensil drawer, and I've used one of them a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
They're two different knives, believe it or not. They're not identical knives.
They're nice knives.
They are nice. They might
very
don't
sharp.
Need them.
My brother-in-law took one. I didn't give him one.
Oh, you probably took the better one of the two?
He probably did, because I had the package in like the cab of my truck, and he hopped in one day. He's like, sweet knives, man. Care if I take this?
It must have not meant a whole lot to you since they've been riding around in your truck for how long.
That's what he thought.
You didn't win anything in the raffle, did you?
No, I didn't win a thing.
I did.
I went all in on one thing. All my tickets in one bucket.
Was it the ice fishing? Because you felt bad about how poorly your ice fishing package went the year before?
No. It was there was an ice fishing one, but then there was a normal fishing one too. And that's the one that I I dropped all of my tickets in. Won nothing. I thought I was going to win something because I purchased some eggs, right?
Yeah.
And then I opened it up and there was this little chicken. So the one thing I won was like a half inch tall little chicken, purple.
Oh.
Brought it home. Well, and the knives, I guess. So, you know, Mitch didn't, you know, go away with nothing.
Well, good.
Well, I won.
I'm glad Mitch's money was spent well.
I won a bunch of tools, but I didn't need them anyway. So it.
Yeah, so it was Craftsman? Or no? Yeah,
some was Craftsman, some was Milwaukee. So
oh, there were some Milwaukees in there.
Mm-hmm. I got Aaron excited.
Yeah. No.
I like red.
Mm-hmm. No, it was really a nice time. The only complaint I have is whoever installed the audio there, terrible. Terribly loud.
It's kind of echoey.
Very, very loud.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know. It was too loud.
We installed volume knobs. I mean, that is a thing. Well,
apparently the volume knobs wouldn't work. They said that was as low as it goes.
And so poor Mitch had no idea. I knew because I had told Wayne about it a couple weeks ago. It's like, man, my ears are still ringing. Well,
the one guy at our table was like, Jesus, sound system sucks. I thought this was supposed to be better. Oh, that's even funnier now. Well, you get what you pay for, I guess.
Wow.
Well, you laid out a good, better, best, and they picked good. What are you? This isn't on you, man. You gave them choices.
It has a GD volume knob.
No, where?
They just
where?
Had it. They had it way fell too
off.
Loud.
It fell off.
No, it's, that, it's I think digital
it's permanently on 11 because yes. it was far too loud.
I mean, Ashton is pretty much like the Spinal Tap of Northwest Iowa.
But I think, if someone was here from the banquet, they would say, in situations like this, people are talking to each other, and there's like 10 people that want to be paying attention to the auctioneer out of the 250 in there. So, yeah, it's got to be loud. I get that.
No, I do, too.
Good meal, though?
Oh,
delicious.
Yeah, burn unit.
Oh, loaded my plate full. Oh,
so we were, well, I don't know about you, but I was one of the last people through the line. They actually told me as I'm walking in, they're like, oh, you got to be like one of the last guys. Take all you want. And I wasn't going to be that shy anyway, probably. But I thought, well,
if you I'll say so.
All the much. Cheesy potatoes and brisket that I want. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. And pork loin.
Yeah.
I miss gluten.
Delicious.
Oh, it's so good. So good.
Mm-hmm.
Cheesy and delicious potatoes. Beers. They were out of Oreo fluff, though, by the time I got through, but...
That's okay. That's a kid's salad.
Right, yeah.
Well, what are you bringing for a salad?
I brought Snicker salad. It's got apple in it.
Snicker salad? Oreo fluff?
Well, now I'm sad.
Why are you sad? Because the volume knob broke at the Ashton...
I wish I could eat gluten.
Oh, that's
why it's sad.
Yeah.
It's so good. You guys talking about all these great things.
Then there's nothing we can do to fix that for you. Your life is just going to really be rough.
Can't have lactose, can't have gluten. Like what?
Breading.
Everything.
Like a roasted, I can't have a roasted chop now.
Oh.
Farfick Nugan.
Oh, I can though.
I mean, there's still a lot of good things out there.
We'll go to the stoplight and you can watch me eat one.
I'm going to get so drunk and make an ass out of you. I can't wait.
You're no longer invited. Actually, that would take a lot to get carried away at the stoplight, I think. Never mind.
Well.
If you're the drunkest guy in Hartley, there's a problem.
Wow. Well, I don't know of a better note to end the podcast on than that. And until next time. Wait, well, no. I want to we need to give a shout out to Scott and Mary Jensen because they went out. They went all the way to Colorado. Well, I think they were going to do that anyway, but
just for us.
No, they did not do it just for us. But whilst they were out there, I got this text message Scrolling. There it is.
Usually when somebody smuggled something back from Colorado, by the way, it's not beer.
That's true. Right. And 2023.
Right, yeah.
And the early 80s, yeah, it was
right,
beer.
Right, yeah. Smokey and the band, that was beer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Simpler
so
time.
The message reads, so, we just got back from visiting my mom in Greeley, Colorado, and my brother in Fort Collins. While perusing the grocery store aisles, we came across a sampler pack of locally crafted beers.
Yay.
Against our better judgment, we decided to pick it up for you Hanyaks. My mother always used to ask us what us Hanyaks were up to, so I looked up the definition. You guys familiar with the term?
Yes. I've heard it used, but...
Hanyaker is what I've heard. Hanyaker.
You've heard of Hanyaker. Okay. Yep. Hanyaker. So, definition slang. A term used in the U.S. to describe someone who is foolish, stupid, oafish, wild, impetuous, or stubborn.
Thought check, that check, check, a and lot check. Of
things, thought yeah. that sounded like the DBA guys. Enjoy, Scotty and Mary. P.S. It's a 15-pack, so I took 4 out for me to try to add to my beer can collection, but I replaced one can with a can of tranny fluid to make it a 12-pack. Enjoy.
Perfect.
Thank you, Scott and Mary Jensen. Thank you to the Grassmans. And if you want to help fuel this podcast, you can visit us on our we're on Spotify. That's you can get a hold of us there. Otherwise, you can get us on Venmo, DBA Pod. And until next time, we'll see you.
Religion lives on from the Chippewa down to the big lake they called Gitchigumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
What the hell's that?